cliffcentral.com. The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous on cliffcentral.com.
And it is the start of 2017. But the best part of it is that I've realized that in this year, we're going to be the Unview. Yeah. I will be the thin because I'm going to lose weight. Okay. We've got so much business to do, so I will
be rich.
Okay. And I've always been fabulous, so that's just there. It's an underlining thing.
But the thin, the rich, and the fabulous after December is just the biggest, the kind of the biggest.
I know, it's such a...
It's a goal, right? It's not a show, it's a goal.
I know, January, you're not thin and you're not
you're
rich.
You're not rich.
And actually, after all the drinking and fun that you've had, you're actually not fabulous.
You left on the pavement somewhere.
Absolutely. My name is Alan Ford, and this is The Unview here on Cliff Central. And of course, you're listening to us around the world. And it's good to be back with you.
It's amazing, Al.
A show full of entertainment, full of food, full of the best artists, the best shows. That's what the show's about. And my co-host, my very special guest, and my sidekick.
Yeah.
And you are a little, you know, you're short, so I could like kick you at the side.
It's true.
Is, of course, Matthew Coonan. Chatty Matty.
Chatty Matty.
Welcome.
Thank you, Al. Thank
How
you.
Was your holiday?
It was fantastic. You know, I always kind of go, do I do the staycation thing or do I get out of Jersey? Because it's a beautiful time of the year in Jersey.
Staycation.
Staycation. Except I headed down to Derbs.
Well, you can go to Romania.
Romania.
Yeah, and we just of the staycation.
It was amazing. And yours?
Brilliant. Cape Town. Obviously, family. I was in Cape Town, back in Johannesburg for Christmas, then back in Cape Town for New Year, then Nasna for my best mate's 40th, then Hermanus to go work and shoot the Stormers and film this magnificent team. Magnificent bunch of people, by the way.
Yeah.
I've changed from the Bulls to the Stormers. Seriously, it's not a good thing. The Bulls won't be happy, but I'm a Stormer.
It's a bit of a storm in a teacup.
And then
there.
Back into Cape Town, and then finally back in Johannesburg.
Not quite a holiday, though, Al.
I don't know. I'm a bit tired and I've got it. But no, I'm actually not at all. It's so much fun to travel and see the country and see it. And if you have the time, this is the thing to do, I think.
Absolutely.
And I've got to tell you, the nicest thing is that I just think that at the moment we are looking. South Africa is rich with so many things. And I know that we're so negative about it.
Sure.
But you know. Matt, here's the thing. If you see the amount of tourists that come to South Africa, I had my friend's 40th, and we had four different groups of international tourists that came just for the 40th, that are coming back next year for my 40th.
Sure.
Okay, which tells you people love South Africa and
40ths.
I know, we're getting old. What can we do? But, you know, as we start the show over here, I'm just so happy to start 2017 to start discussing what I would say is the biggest event of the year in South Africa. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's up there with the Miss South Africa's. It's up there with, you know, with all these big, big, big events. And have you been to the Met before?
I've never been to a Met. We've got to make this
it's
happen.
It's crazy, Matt. Matt, meet the Met. Exactly. Okay, but it's the Sun Met celebrated with Mum Champagne. And I've got to tell you, it is the most, and in the past used to be the most spectacular event. There used to be the Durban July. And there used to be the Cape Town Met.
Right.
It's lost its glamour over the past few years. But I've got to tell you, I think it's back. And it's back in a full swing because they've got the right sponsors. Mm. They're going to do a bit of a makeover. And on the line, I've got Charles Basile from Pernod Ricard. Charles is going to tell us a bit about what they're up to. And of course, Mum is one of the major sponsors of the Sun Met. Because Sun International is also involved.
Yeah.
You see,
you had me bubbles.
I know, bubbles. I'm so bubbles.
It's
so
cool.
Charles, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Alan.
Well, I mean, Pernod Ricard has got involved in this. Well, it's an institution, is it not?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's an incredible event that was in need of a little bit of reinvigoration. And I think between Sun International and ourselves at GH Mum, we realized that it was a property that we saw real value in. And we wanted to create an event and an experience for Cape Townians and South Africans that brought back some of the glamour and luxury of yesteryear. And we're very fortunate that we've got partners like Investec and BMW on board too. So it's a wonderful partnership between Sun, Mum, and
I love and BMW. But that is so important, Charles. I'm so happy that you've said that because you've got to understand in the past, and we're not knocking other sponsors, but in the past, it became very big. It became very rural to some extent, it became very common, actually. That's a better word. It became common. Mm. And you know, the thing is that when it held such an event of prestige, I think it must be close on 80 years, 75 years. How old is this, Sean?
Yeah, no, it's been around for ages, yeah. Alan. And I think, you know, the previous sponsors were involved for 39 years. So, I mean, I give credit to them, to be honest with you.
To hold that space. You know, yeah, but to bring in the likes of Investec, BMW, yourselves as GH Mum, and, of course, Sun International, you just know that you're going with one level. And it's a whole different league. And it always has been with those particular brands. Tell me a bit more about what can people expect of the day. What is changing exactly?
Well, you know, Alan, I think first thing is that, you know, we said it earlier on, you know, we're big fans of the idea of horse racing, the lifestyle elements, the glamour part of horse racing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's lots on show for the punter, for the horse racing enthusiast. I think, you know, with Investec's contribution now, it is the richest horse race in Africa. Mm. So from a purist point of view, it's going to be a race and an event that's exceptional. And then I think, you know, from our perspective, from a GH and Mum champagne perspective, and I know our partners at Sun International feel the same way, we want to bring the lifestyle, the glamour, the glitz of the event and really reinforce that. So I think that anyone wanting to have an experience that's glamorous and luxurious, the theme is decades of glamour, so that says it all. And then for our VIP attendees at the GH Mum Marquee, you know, our theme goes one step further. We've said decades of glamour, but bring a touch of red and go avant-garde, because the brand globally, it is the number one champagne in France, GH Mum. It's the number one champagne. We're very fortunate to finally get it into South Africa. Mm. And it stands for avant-garde. You know, it's dare, win, celebrate. We want to bring that into the Met and to really bring an element of glamour.
And, of course, this will, you know, I use the word common. It's a very rude word. But let me come back to what I was saying, is that there was a day 10, 15 years ago when people used to bring their picnic baskets, stay on the main field, didn't have to get into the boxes necessarily, but used to dress up to the nines. And I hope that comes back this year, and I think it's going to. It's going to start revolutionizing, bringing that old school horse racing feel, the top hats and the hats, back into play.
Well, so that's certainly the intention, you know, from all the partners. We recognize, though, that, you know, things don't change overnight. But this is a long-term commitment from, you know, from all of us, from the from all the sponsors, from the owners of the race, from the Met. I think everybody recognizes that over time we want to build this into the preeminent experience on the African continent. It is already now, as I said, the richest race on the continent, and you know, I think we'll see massive changes at the event this year already. But my expectation is it's the start. It's the start of a journey that we're all going on. You know, we want people, we want our consumers, we want fans of horse racing and fans of glamour, just generally lifestyle events. Mm. Yeah, it's just to have an experience that they can write home about and post on social media and talk to with their friends and ultimately go home with an experience that they can save memories that have been created. You know, I think we all live in a world that's not always positive, and so we aim to bring opportunities for people to connect with one another in a very positive way.
Charles, I want to add a couple of other things that I would imagine that, you know, so first of all, talking about, you know, there is my favorite race, I've got to tell you. It's not the main race. Have you heard of the 13th race?
No, tell me about it.
Have you heard about it?
No, I have heard about it. I want to hear it from you.
You hear it from me. It's my favorite race, okay? Wow. So basically, I leave this glamorous, beautiful Mumbak box, okay, or Maki, and I walk down to almost, I think, the 100-meter mark, okay, on the field. And then you have all of the lunatics, seriously, that take all their kit off.
No way.
And they run the race. They run this 100 stalkers, but you seriously have about 100 of them. Okay, and I must tell you, Matt, so I'll don't blush. But
I'm blushing.
I know. From a viewer, spectator's point of view, the closer you get to the field, the better view you're going to get and stuff. But people are so hammered. It is my favorite race. It at the end of the 12th race, they hear the pop, 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 and then just they run to the field, and you just get massive – massive of horses just running in all directions. I don't know what you get, but and then a few ladies. You get always the two weird women. They've got the floppiest boobs. The fillies. They just run and the boobs just go everywhere. And anyway, so just to tell you that I look forward to that. What can we expect in your box for your guests? And who are you expecting in that box?
No, Alan, I mean, I think, you know, we've got a lineup of celebrities coming in, the likes of Minnie, of Jenny D, you know, yourself, you'll be there. So, you know, there's definitely celebrities. There's the creme de la creme of South Africa's media. You know, we are opening our arms to anyone who embraces luxury and glamour, and who enjoys a glass of bubbly. GH Mum is ultimately about the experience of daring. So putting yourself out there in an avant-garde outfit, you know, going, as you said, you know, putting on the hats, putting on the outfits that you've been, you know, storing in the cupboard or you've selected from one of the designers, coming to the races, winning, you know, either at the races itself or winning just in terms of being out and connecting with the people that you enjoy seeing, and then celebrating, you know, celebrating in a way that only GH Mum knows. You know, we were sponsors of Formula One for years, Alan.
Yes, for years.
And I think, you know, that whole lifestyle element around Formula One, it wasn't just about the races. It was about the experience in the paddock. And that's exactly what we want to create at the horse races. We've done the same at the Kentucky Derby in the US.
Yeah.
And the Melbourne Cup in Australia is a massive event. And GH Mum is the primary sponsor of the Melbourne Cup. Now what we've said is we want to bring that to South Africa.
Love that. So clever. Because it just shows you that the brand that sits at that level is now bringing it into South Africa. And that's really important.
Yeah, which is great. So we took the guys from Sun International and from Investec with us to check out the Melbourne Cup, to take some learnings from there.
Yes.
I mean, you know, the Aussies know how to, you know, kick off their shoes and have a fun time.
Do they do a 13th race?
I think the whole flipping party is a 13th race in Australia.
I'll be joining you next year.
But I think the idea is just, you know, come and expect a good time at the GH Mum experience at the Met, at the Sun Met, celebrated with Mum 2017.
And just adding to the word glamour, I mean, Sun International owns them in South Africa. So obviously, they have all the beautiful ex-Miss SAs there.
No, absolutely.
You've got all the current contestants that are going for the Miss SA in March, which we'll be covering at a later stage within the program. Charles, congratulations.
Beautiful people.
Phenomenal new sponsorship. And this is the money that we need, and this is the standard of glamour that we need across South Africa. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your support, guys. We'll see you next week.
We're going to rock and roll. Come with me. Thank you. That was Charles Basile from Pernod Ricard. And of course, it's the Sun Met celebrated with Mum. And of course, we'll be doing lots of interesting things from there.
So now listen, I got a question for you.
Yes, sure.
And Mum's the word.
Mum is the word.
Yes. But what I wanted to say is, do you do the 13th race?
No, man.
Why not?
I do my 13th race in a private space. What are you talking about? 13th race in a private space, my boy. 13th race in a private space. But I've got to tell you, it's a really, I'm so happy this is, I mean, Gareth, myself, we used to go year after year with all these beautiful women and all these lovely looking people. And then it just used to go like one direction, 13th race. But it really does. Yeah. So many things still coming up on the show. My special guest joining me in studio is Nathan Rowe, a well-known singer, a top performer. We'll chat to him in a moment's time. We also got Neil Basil up next to talk about The Station in Bree Street. It's going to rock your world. And then I've got a woman called Jenny Simonovitz. She's an actress, and there's a new show coming out called Who's Afraid of the Jewish Mother? Rena. That is our Jewish mum. So yeah, we're gonna definitely do that one. I'm interested to speak to you about who's afraid of the Jewish mum. So that's gonna be coming up on the show. And of course, my special sidekick, my guest, the man of the moment, always drives us mad.
Maddie Moo,
the chatty Maddie, here on the Unview. My name is Alan Ford. It is good to be with you here on Cliff Central. So Maddie, I go off to Cape Town, and I don't often get really surprised by a spot.
What, that you're going to?
A spot in general.
Right.
And I'm travelling on Bree Street, and I'm walking down the road, like whistling, and having a bit of a festival in the middle of town on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I pop into a pub called The Station.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I walk into this, I thought, oh, that's, I love that, the color. Do you know, that looks like a London Underground. I love that whole vibe.
Mind the gap, Al.
Exactly. Exactly, mind the gap. And I walked into what I think has got to be one of the best decorated pubs in South Africa that's completely created as though you're underground.
Yeah.
It is, each section is a different platform, different section of music. The bar is absolutely brilliant. I mean, there's this, so they've got this thing on the wall where it's as though you're walking into a tube,
yeah,
into a train. But the funniest thing is, it's got the floor is painted, the platform, the whole yellow stripe, everything. And everyone's taking pictures of them falling in, so you're bouncing off the wall. It really is, and I'm going to name it as the pub of the year. It's called the Station on Bree Street, and I've got Neil Basil on the line. Neil is the owner, and Neil, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm excellent. Have I described it properly? Because it is unbelievable, and I cannot believe your decor and how did you come about with this idea?
Thanks, Alan. I think you have. It was...
Sorry?
Alan?
I'm there. I've got you.
I think that the idea of coming about it was based a lot on the layout of the venue when we arrived there. If you look at it, it's got great different sections that allow you to create stations, hence the name, The Station. And directly in front of you is a set of stairs that – can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay. That you can – a set of stairs in front of you that lead down into an underground. And hence we came up with a theme with the station based on the London Underground.
Well, I must tell you, the whole design, it's brilliant. I mean, you really put it together really well. Tell us, you also offer very, besides the drinking, do you, in particular, I mean, you do ale, you do that type of stuff. Tell me about your different cocktails. What do you put together there?
You know, besides the cocktails, so the stations that we have there is, we have a coffee station, which is served throughout the day. We have the cocktail station, which is based on the all the names of the underground. Cleverly, by the time the cocktails are completed, the colors of the cocktails represent the line. So we have the Jubilee and the Central and the Victoria.
Okay. And so the cocktails actually match the color. I was too busy drinking other things and I wasn't drinking the cocktail.
You had a good night.
Yes.
Had a good night that day.
And then you have the other stations that you have?
So we've got the cocktail stations. We've got the a wonderful food station, which is based on gourmet foods from around the world. So the idea of the station also is to bring mixed cultures, people who wouldn't normally mingle and mix together, to come together in one place. And very often that's exactly what happens in an underground. That's the one time that they meet and they come together and then they go their separate ways. And we've tried to represent that in our food as well. Whether it's in your culture or the destination you're trying to get to. So we have gourmet world-class foods that come from London. We'll have the fish and chips. In the Middle Eastern, we've got the shawarmas. Mm. South African, we've got the traditional boerewors roll, gourmet boerewors roll. American hot dogs and burgers. So all of those come together quite nicely.
And Neil, I love that about it, because you could order a boerewors roll or a burger, and it literally came in the, you know, it looked identical to the burger you get in America, the shawarma you get in the Middle East. But the thing is that you're in the middle of a pub, and you get this, while you're sitting there, you hear the choo-choo train going past your ear, and you go like, what just happened?
Yeah,
it encompasses all your senses.
Mm.
That was key, that you could see it, that you feel it, that you hear it, because you know, that's the only way that it works. And bringing old and new together was very important there. So if you walk into the venue, you've got a very old styles 1950s train chairs that are there.
Mm.
Yet we've got very modern lighting and prints.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I've been to pubs all over the world. This is one of the best pubs I've ever been to. It's going to be in a book, Neil. It's going to be in the book.
It needs to be an experience, and that's what it's about. I mean, to our conductors, who are our barmen.
The conductors of the barmen. It's no brilliant. Way. It's brilliant. You've never...
But Neil, there's quite a theatricality about all of this. Where did you come... Have you come across something like this before? What's the story, man?
I think, Matt, the big thing is in Cape Town, there are so many pubs, so many bars, so many restaurants, and they are brilliant.
Yeah.
You can't compete with them. So it had to be something that was an experience. And that comes through either theater style, yeah, where you walk in and you say, you know, I can bring my grand, my mom, my kids, everyone together, and they'll all find something that appeals to them.
Sure.
And even if they don't perhaps like the cocktail, there's something in there that I think that they're going to say, well, that is awesome.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You sit on the outside as though you're on the outside of the platform. Outside the station.
Yeah.
And then you go into the station and then you have your drinks at the different stations. And then the nicest thing is you go downstairs and there's a dance floor as you're going like to the next platform.
Ways.
But let's not forget the floating DJ box.
Floating.
I didn't see that, but tell us about it.
There's a floating DJ box that looks over the underground, but also connects the ground level. So that brings it in a double volume area. And above that is train prints of the lines. Mm. And they all represent the names of some great bands that have been around. So, and in those names alone, you'll see massive diversity of genres.
Mm.
And that's what we want there, is that variety. So
it's incredible.
The customer dictates the experience that they have.
That's insane.
I've got to tell you, as I said, I'm telling you, we say on this program, you've got the one of the top restaurants. This is the number one pub that I have seen in the last, I think it's in the world in the last 5 years.
Neil,
if it comes from you guys, then
I'm telling you, it is. And I drink, so I can explain that it is. I want to send John Robbie there, who's just on Garrison.
Have I got enough ale?
Well, I don't know. Let's but if you have enough ale, because you've got lots of stuff. But yeah, it is superb.
I was going to ask, I mean, we've got to go down to Cape Town to experience this Brewery Street in particular. Mm. Are there plans for Jersey, Neil?
There are. And the big thing is that the Johannesburg people who have made their way into the venue, they love it. They spend a lot of time there. I think it's the Johannesburg in me that's also been, there's elements in there, a lot of what is Johannesburg.
Yeah.
Perhaps sometimes the service, we are fast in what we're doing and making sure that that's all sorted quickly. Mm. Whereas Cape Town's laid back a little bit, but that's a good thing. Mm. None of them are going to drop of a heart attack.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. You do shift a few boundaries.
And that's a good thing to be a Cape Townian. It's a good thing to be from Johannesburg. And when you bring those together, I think that Johannesburg would do so well here.
Yeah.
They have a party element and, you know, they just go out and have a good time. And I think that we've had some great interest and we're certainly looking at it.
Neil Basil, thank you so much for joining us. The owner of the station in Brie Street, I'm naming it the number one. Number one. Number one bar in South Africa. That's it. I'm
telling you, Alan.
You win. Be good.
Thank you to your team. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Pleasure. And we go there next year, next week.
Yeah.
Because we're off to that. We're going to rock it. Friday night, we're going to rock there.
Totally.
Completely.
Totally.
So before we get a little later on the show, we'll chat to Jenny Siminovitz, who's doing a new show called Who's Afraid of the Jewish Mother?
Who's Afraid of the Jewish Mother?
Have you met Rena Broomberg?
Never.
The head of this is our mother here.
Oh, yeah?
Just be careful. Just love you, hold you, feed you, clap you in the same moment.
Right.
Don't ever think about stepping out of
life. That's like lab mothers, right?
Similar. Identical.
Yeah?
Actually, it's like your mother, so it's exactly the same.
Well, I've got two of them.
I know, you have two mothers. So it's... Seriously. Yeah, yeah, you get...
Clap from both sides.
Very easy. Exactly. That's what you get.
Yeah.
This is The Underview. My name is Alan Ford, and I want to tell you who our very special guest in studio is. Now, there was a show quite some time ago, and it was a show called Project Fame, and he was one of the stars.
Yeah.
Again, he was brilliant. Very, very good. I can't lie. Excellent. And then we went on to see him sing across the board on many platforms, talking about the station.
Yeah.
But then, of course, there is a band out at the moment called Swing City. And Swing City is basically, I would say, South Africa's... It's basically... It takes Michael Bublé on heat. On heat. That's how good it is. You see,
okay.
Listen to me. Because Michael Bublé's one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got three. You've got Graham Watkins.
Yeah.
You've got Luis Obalo. And then you've got our special guest.
And then you got this dude,
Nathan Rowe.
Ah. Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Is it okay?
Good morning. I usually only wake up at the crack of noon, but you had me at shawarma.
Shawarma?
Yes, I got very excited about
I'll bring you through to Cape Town and you can make your shawarmas. And
want to go to this place. I loved what the guy said at the end there when he's like, I think Joburg would do really well in Cape Town.
Exactly.
I'm like, yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Where it went on holiday.
That's exactly what it's about. So, welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome. Hi,
now,
good morning.
Now, people get confused slightly because some know you as Jonathan Ross, and then others know you as Nathan Rowe. Explain the name and the difference.
Other circles know me as Cracker D. Holmes. But depends what circle you're sitting in.
Are you?
There ain't no circle here, so.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, totally.
Just get ready to scream and laugh.
Yeah.
Crackety Holmes.
Yeah, that's my rapper name.
Why Crackety?
Well, dope. Cracker. I took a little bit of Vanilla Ice there. See, he was vanilla because he was white.
Yeah.
And Cracker is.
Yeah, okay,
yeah. And then,
because he's explosive too, right? Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Less.
Right.
Less. Okay. Christmas, you know what a Christmas cracker sounds like. It's a bit disappointing for everyone, I think.
So Crackety Home is a bit disappointing for everyone.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. To explain the other two names, Jonathan Ross and Nathan Rowe, I was born Jonathan Ross.
Mm-hmm. Ross is a good name, by the way.
Thank you very much. Are you also
a I'm a Matthew Ross.
Matross.
I'm a mattress.
Oh, wow. Luckily, your name's not Albert.
Can I tell you, this December holidays, he was a mattress, but we won't do that.
Oh, wow.
Shots fired. Doom.
Yeah, us kids with two first names.
Well, we all have them.
Ford.
Alan Joseph.
No. I mean, as a surname.
No, he doesn't have it. His surname's Coonanan. He's going through his middle name here.
Let's get my surname right.
Coonahan.
There we go.
I said Coonahan.
Coonanan.
Coonahan.
Are you even allowed to say that?
Hey?
What? Coonahan. Still allowed to say that.
Oh.
Shots fired in Maddie's direction.
Maddie's gone.
Mongolian.
Some Cracker Jack Ho or whatever your name is.
Cracker Jack. So Jonathan Ross, let's go.
Okay, so with the invention, Al Gore's invention, I believe, of the internet, people started Googling things. And if you Google Jonathan Ross, you get about 300 and something pages of the Jonathan Ross show from England with a guy who can't pronounce his arse, which is funny because he's wossy.
Have you seen it, the Jonathan Ross show?
No, but I'm loving this one.
Yes, that's how he talks. He's like, well... we're here with Alan Ford and Matty something Hahn. Matty Woss, we'll call him.
Matty Woss.
And yeah, so it's just it's a bit like, oh man, well, no one will ever find
Google
me.
You. Yeah. Great.
My SEO is not great.
I didn't tell you this, but do you know that if you Google Alan Ford, who the most famous Alan Ford in the world is?
Besides you.
No, don't go there.
Right.
Seriously. So here's how the story goes. I am in Italy, and I check into the first hotel, and hello, I'm Alan Ford, and they start to snigger. Alan Ford, an Italian, Alan Ford, Alan Ford, and this goes on. Next hotel, Alan Ford, I'm like, these people, then I've gone to a suite, and they look at my ID, and the James Bond of Italy, a comic script, like an Archie, Alan Ford.
No way.
Seriously, spelled exactly like that. Okay. He's got blonde hair and blue eyes, he looks nothing, so everyone's like, This cannot be Alan Ford. He's too short and fat. You know? So, yes, you're 100% correct. So you then changed your name to Nathan Rowe.
Well, I just lobbed the J and the O off the front, the double S off the end.
And that's Nathan Rowe.
Nathan Rowe.
It had some spiritual connotations as well when I did it. Jonathan means gift from God, and Nathan means one who is used by God. And let's face it, we've all got Christmas presents that we don't use. I'd rather be used.
Okay.
We'll kind of
can we leave that one in a little box with a ribbon?
No, but he is a very spiritual person, so that's why we can
talk about that. I had my car fixed by a guy called Adam Ford the other day, and I smiled to myself. He was on 702. He used to do the drive something.
You're going to laugh because everyone used to walk up to me. I'd left 702 and I was in the TV world.
And ask you how to fix their car.
And ask me, so tell me something. I don't know what they're talking about. You know?
Yeah. How do I change my spark plug?
Are you Alan Ford from 702? I said, yes, I'm Alan Ford from 702. Because I had been on there for some time. Now, Do I get the Ford Pajero or do I get the Kia?
My idle switch is not working properly. I just want to try to replace it or I just clean it out.
But you see what happened? As I left 702 6 months later, this guy, Adam Ford, started.
Yeah.
So everyone thought I had the motoring show. I know nothing. I don't even know how to start a car. I mean, I can drive a car. I mean, if you had said to me, what a car is it? I have no clue. I have no idea. So, yeah. So Adam Ford,
simpler for you.
So Adam Ford fixed your car.
It says press start. It even tells you what to do.
Okay. Oh, you know, I can have fun with you. I have fun with you. So you broke into the business by entering Project Fame.
Well, yeah, I suppose it is definitely breaking and entering.
Okay. Yeah. Tell me about that experience.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Gee, 12 years ago now, to 13 almost. Mm-hmm. I was dared by a person that I knew to enter. So like, you can sing, go for it. And there's something about not having any desire to win that somehow works for me.
Makes it more desirable.
I didn't want to win at all. I didn't win. So I managed to keep true to myself. I'm not a competitive person, you know, in any way. When it came to sport at school, I don't really see the point of competition. It's like patriotism to me. It's very American and silly. And then, I went through this whole process, singing and stuff, and everyone's, you know, lining up to do their warm-ups, and they're like, and I'm like, whoa. I never even heard that. I mean, I don't even know. And everyone seems to know these little things because they have like vocal coaches and stuff.
You're on the bat.
Yeah, I just didn't really give
it. Sounds like a mating call.
Oh, crap. Yeah, it is. Right. It's a mating call of the Rufus Naped Allen. We've all heard that one. So that was, and then I just kept going through the motions, and I was just like, because I didn't have any expectations whatsoever, I was quite relaxed. I think that's actually what kind of pushed me through. And then I lost to this amazing singer, an actual singer from Zambia, and she did what is that awesome show at the Teatro Dreamgirls?
Oh yeah,
goodness, Lindiwe.
Yes.
Yes.
She is a voice and a half. You
completely.
Know? So to come to second to that is
that's all right.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, so that's what happened.
And then Swing City started about 3 years ago.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so what happened in the interim 9 years?
Sure. Well, I was on Issy Dingo for 2 years.
That's where I recognize you from.
I'm Issy Dingo.
No way. Yeah, I had this.
I was so busy. Three Talk came after us. We didn't watch that. So we didn't have time. We were busy trying to deal with
busy prepping.
Yeah.
Yeah, my main role in that, and that's a character I really could get into, was I had to like have a dishcloth usually, and I just used to wipe the rec counter.
At the pub, I remember that.
That was pretty much all I really did there for 2 years. But, you know, it pays the bills. It was fun. I got to hang out with awesome people like Kim Engelbrecht.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a total hottie. Michelle Boitis. I don't remember any of the guys' names. No, just kidding. Chris Beasley. He was an epic guy. So I did that for 2 years. Then I stopped doing that and I became a teacher for 2 years.
Really?
I taught drama and I taught computers at a King's school. It's a private school.
Yeah.
It's a private religious school. And they're not private about their religion. They're just an expensive religious school, basically. And so I taught there for 2 years. And then I, what happened after that? Oh, then I did animation. Got to travel to France doing animation, which is my first love. Mm-hmm. I love animation. As you know, we spoke about Disney and my absolute obsession.
Obsession
with Disney
for Disney. We are Disney freaks.
Yes.
Disney.
We are Disney freaks.
The two of us. Yeah. We did this. I can't even tell you. I don't know what. We almost ended up in the ocean in Hernandez, singing to the Disney freaks.
You know how normal people finish each other's sentences?
Yeah,
we finish each other's melodies.
I
want to
go where the people are.
I want to see
them.
See them dancing. Strolling along on those.
What do you call it? Feet. Yeah. Up where they walk. Da-da-da-da.
Do you see this?
Like that?
Yeah. So anyway, so
let's just get a booth, guys.
It's really, really bad. Matthew, join the team. Maddie's got to join the team.
Stay all day in the sun.
No, it could be a Disney trio. That sounds fun.
We the Disney freaks.
I actually, my other band, Lone Hill Estate, we do that song in the Lone Hill Estate way, which is quite special.
I want to hear it. Do you have it on your phone?
I have to sing along to it. I don't have the recorded version.
I'd like to hear what he does.
Why not?
What does the Lone Hill Estate do? We'll find out now.
Yeah.
This is The Unview. My name is Alan Ford, and this is a blast of a day to start 2017.
Yeah,
and we've got, I don't know, this is a lunatic. I love him. He's going to be, once a month, he'll join us to give us, I want to have the Nathan Rowe update
Disney
on entertainment.
Hoedown.
Disney
Hoedown. What's going on in Disney at the moment?
What's going on in Disney? And what is going on in Disney? That wonderful new movie?
Moana. Huge success at the box office.
He says to me, "Have you seen Moana?" I said, "I don't take that. I don't smoke weed." He said, "No, it's Moana, not marijuana, you idiot."
Moana is probably my new favorite. Okay.
You
got that?
Have you got that ready?
I'm looking for it. See, this is the problem with the Apple Music.
Well, so while you're doing that, we're gonna go on to Who's Afraid of the Jewish
Virginia
Mother?
Wolf.
Not Virginia Woolf, the Jewish mother.
Oh, right.
Jewish mother. Jeez.
Our last show last year was The Big Bad Musical. Remember, Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Musical? Remember?
So everything's going like, Who's Afraid? And you're right, Virginia Woolf. Fiona Ramsey has a new show. We're going to discuss that in a moment.
Blonde Poison.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Insane, yes.
She was my teacher in Project Fame.
No way.
Was she?
Your acting coach.
Acting coach.
Seriously.
Yeah, we're going to get Fiona next week to chat about that.
We must.
We'll get on the show. Plus, coming up next week, just so you know, some interesting, wonderful people we've got. We've got, of course, some of the great stars of the upcoming musical West Side Story, which I've never seen, actually.
Never seen West Side Story?
Never. Hmm. Have you seen it?
No, I saw a comedy version of it called Pest Side Story, but I've never... there we go. So it's not on flight mode, so I might get a call in the middle.
Okay, don't worry, if you get a call, we'll work it out. This is the karaoke.
I don't know if I remember the words. We last performed this about 2 years ago.
Okay, so let's before we go and chat to Jenny, I just very quickly want to see what Nathan does with this particular piece. So are we ready?
I need to do my disclaimers, though. So it's written for a girl, so it's in the wrong key. I haven't performed this in 2 years, so I might not remember any of the words.
Okay.
But we changed the words a bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nathan Rowe.
Look at this stage. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you say my collection's complete? Wouldn't you say there's a band who has everything? Look at this club. Something about speakers. Tweakers. Looking around here, you'd think they've got everything. I've got guitars and basses of plenty. I've got speakers and mixes galore. You want groupies? Our drummer's got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see them dancing along to those, what do you call them? Beats.
That's good.
Up where they walk.
Okay, we're going to leave it there.
That
was really beautiful.
Thank you.
I had goosebumps.
Great parody. Love it. Love it. Think it's exceptional. That is Nathan. But he's got his ukulele. He's just learned to play the ukulele.
Can we keep him?
We must keep him. Don't you think he's one of those things you just want to keep with you your whole life? Like forever and ever on.
I don't know, guys. It's a big responsibility.
I can deal with it.
And I'm big, so don't worry. And I am a responsible.
He's big. I'll bring the responsibility.
Okay, that's exactly what I want. Ooh, that sounds... it sounds very... The man is very involved. Don't even go there. On the line, Who's Afraid of the Jewish Mother is a one-woman show that is opening very shortly here in Johannesburg. On the line, we've got Jenny Siminovitz. How are you doing, Jenny? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us. Tell us about Who's Afraid of the Jewish Mother on the show.
Okay, well, it's a piece. I was brought up in Cape Town, actually, brought up in Camps Bay, and I was brought up in a very sort of secular Jewish family, and I didn't really have very much to do with being Jewish until I came to Austria. And I don't know how much you know about the history of Austria, but they had a very sort of sad history with Jews during the war. And so I started kind of, in a way, getting back my Jewish identity, not in a religious way, but I thought, well, there's a very interesting topic here. And so I started with what I say sort of almost coming out as being Jewish, you know, using Jewish jokes. And sometimes I said my uncle's Jewish, and then I said my brother's Jewish, and then at the end I said I'm Jewish. And I noticed that the audience was very, very fascinated. And so I sort of got more and more into this. And so now I decided to actually do sort of, in a way, going back to my roots, actually doing a show called Who's Afraid of the Jewish Mother. I've also got two sons myself, so yes, it's quite good to investigate if I'm a Jewish mother or not.
But it's interesting that they helped you develop this character.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit more about, is it a comedy, is it a drama comedy? Tell me about the piece.
Well,
is it stand-up, maybe?
It's called a communication cabaret. Mm.
Okay.
Because actually my other job, if you like, is I'm actually a communications trainer. So that means I go into firms, I go into institutes. So my topic is communication.
Mm.
So it's a comedy. Of course it's a comedy. It's about my history as being my mother, my actual mother. It's a little bit about the stereotype of the Jewish mother, how it developed sort of in the early 20th century in America, how the sons, you know, took the stereotype of the Jewish mother onto Broadway, and people, you know, like Gershwin and then afterwards people like Philip Roth, people like Woody Allen. So it's definitely a comedy. It's a kind of stand-up. It's a kind of stand-up. Got a bit of music in it as well. Because I write songs as well. Mm. So, you know, there's a song called Jesus Was a Jew.
Which he was, by the way.
Certainly was.
Which he was, and Mary was a Jewish mother. Mary was a real Jewish mother.
I wish people would get that sometimes.
That's why I left with her until he was 33.
Well, you know, if you know the story about how Jesus changed water into wine, he did it to please his mother. Because they were all at this wedding fest, you see, and the wine ran out, and she kept going up to him and saying, Jesus, you must do something. You know, like she wanted him to show what he could do. And at the first, he was really annoyed with her. You know, he said, I don't want to get involved with this. And, you know, can you leave me alone? But she went on nagging at him. So he said, okay. And he changed the water into wine.
I tell you, mothers and Jewish mothers. So they're Lebanese mothers. You're right. Actually, it works. And Matthew's
best
got
you make it happen.
And Matthew's got two mothers. Seriously, this is how this is. So we can't wait to see it. Jenny, tell us a bit about. Well, you performed last year in Cape Town, and you're now taking. Oh, sorry, you performed in Vienna. You're now taking it around the country in different festivals and different places. Tell us the show that's coming up next. That's happening on the 1st of February. Is that correct?
It's on the 1st of February. Mm-hmm. It's at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the Theatre Collective Administrative,
mm-hmm.
so TAC, which is the corner of Wesley Street and Milton Road
in Observatory.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And the tickets are 70 Rand. And there's a telephone number. Should I give you the telephone number as well?
Please do.
Okay. The telephone number is 021-447-3683.
Okay.
And so, you can phone and book. You can book. Yeah.
So it's 021-447-3683, 021-447-3683. And most importantly, it sounds fabulous. When are you bringing it to Johannesburg?
Sorry?
When are you coming with it to Johannesburg?
Well, if I'm invited, I'll come immediately.
Okay, well, I hope...
I usually get invited. I was invited to do it here when I was here last year because I did a very, very short sort of input from it. So they invited me to come here. And I must say they've been incredibly supportive with lots and lots of support, lots of, you know, advertising and things like that. So I think people should really book because, to get a place, because really the theatre's been very, very supportive. So if I'm invited, I'll come.
Wonderful. Jenny, we look forward to seeing it. It sounds like a very interesting, it really sounds like a fascinating piece.
It's wonderful.
Thank
and
you.
And it was wonderful talking to you. And
thank you, Jenny.
Have a lot of success.
Be
thanks
well.
A lot.
Thank you. And that's Jenny Simonovitz, who is an actress and a comedian and, of course, a communication strategist. And the show is called Who's Afraid of the Jewish Mother?
A communication cabaret.
I know. Yeah. How intriguing.
I know. Never heard of that in my life.
I like that.
I know.
Something different. It's,
yeah.
You know, the world is about doing things differently.
Spicing things.
I love what you said about, she's like, it's only when I went to Vienna and met some Aryan anti-Semites that I really became Jewish. I think it's quite true of everyone. I mean, you're probably not as Lebanese until you're, yeah. I don't know, who fights with the Lebanese. No one.
No one. No. They'll set their cousins on you.
Yeah.
Oh, please. We stopped doing that in the 1980s.
cousin.
Now we've got other resources.
Shuffling mop.
Now we use Russians and Israeli mafia. I'm joking. So it sounds like an interesting production. Before we go back to our special guest in studio, Nathan Rowe, what's happening in the theatre world, Matt Chatty Matty?
Well, we have, like we spoke about, Blonde Poison, which opened at Daphne's Theatre on the Square recently.
Good.
It's beautiful. I don't even want to, I'm not going to tell you about it, because if we're getting Fiona in here, Fiona will do it justice.
Well, it is Fiona Ramsey.
But it's a tour de force in terms of acting. She's an amazing actress. We love her. She's highly celebrated and awarded and lauded and all those kind of good things. Go see it on at Daphne's Theatre. The Market Theatre has kicked off with three big shows. The one I don't know yet about. Mm-hmm. I'm getting more details about that. But When Swallows Cry, which is a Mark van Graan piece, I'm going tomorrow to go and watch it. And then The House of Truth, and that's a Cannes Timber play. So, and then I'm seeing the following week. Then I can give you some feedback.
So we'll chat about that.
But stuff is happening. Joseph is back in Josie.
I close my eyes.
He closed his eyes.
They're closing their eyes.
And there have been some little cast changes here and there, because Jonathan Rocksmith, as you know, is moving to West Side. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be singing to Maria every night, as opposed to, you know, to his brothers.
Martin. No?
Martin?
Maria Martin.
Maria.
I don't know the characters. He's
playing Tony, but he's singing to Maria.
Can we focus on... We didn't get the joke. Just sit there, John. We're coming to you now. Just get the ukulele ready.
That's opening next week, isn't it?
Yes, the 1st of February.
Totally looking forward
to that. Which is going to be fantastic. And then, of course, we've got a few... Is the Moscow Circus still
happening? That's
happening
until the 28th.
So that's still running around.
They're still running around. They're doing their thing, juggling and balancing and, you know.
We're in for a big year.
Huge
year. It's a huge year.
Huge. Priscilla's on the way. They're going to rehearsal soon. How
finally it's happened to me right in front of my face, and I just can't describe it.
Hide it. Describe
it. Hide it. Something like that. No, no,
no. I'll hide it, and then you can describe it.
Okay, we'll do something like that. Okay. Once again, welcome to the show. If you've just joined us, and of course, this is the magic of the Unview here on Cliff Central, where we do entertainment, we do events, we do some of the best places to eat and drink in town, and of course, we talk about music and the spectacular arts that we have in our country. And that's what the show's always about. My name is Alan Ford. I've got Chatty Matty with me in studio. And of course, my special guest is Nathan Rowe. Nathan.
Yes.
Swing City. Now, this is, I mean, you have blown us away, because firstly, DSTV and Mnet did a lot of promo for the album and for the band.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we've seen you at a lot of functions. It's obviously Luis Obala, who used to be, who used to have this time slot, by the way, last year. He had a show here.
Yeah.
And then you've got Graham Watkins and yourself, all exceptional. So if you can tell me a bit about how that came about.
Looking away from the mic, rookie era. Graham and myself, Graham obviously plays for the Graham Watkins Project, I played for Lone Hill State, and we crossed paths quite a bit on the gig scene, but it was kind of just a hug and a naughty joke, and, you know, that was it. Mm. And then one night we were having a braai, and we got to chatting, and we spoke about our childhoods, and his dad was a upright bass player for a swing band when he was a kid, so he grew up with that kind of music, and my dad sang in a swing band. So, did I say swang in a swing band? Sang in a swing
band.
You got
it right.
You had it,
baby.
In my post-match review, I just heard it wrong. So we got chatting about that and just our love for the genre. We were like, oh, we should totally sing swing music. We should start another band as a joke. And luckily, management overheard us. And they're, you know, artists are thinkers and managers are doers.
And management at time happened to be your wives.
Our wives, yes. So they said, that's a great idea. So they forced us into it. And
management overheard us. Yeah. The other bride.
Yeah. Otherwise, you know, it would have just been, would have been cool.
And then you would have been involved?
Oh, then, so our managers were friends with Roy's manager, who he's not married to. Loy? Did I say Loy or Roy?
Loy.
Loy's manager, Roy. Sorry, so confusing. Oi, Faye. Mm-hmm. So they put us in touch, and we got our first booking before we had even got together and discussed anything.
Yeah.
So we went and we got together, one rehearsal, and nailed it. Just the chemistry was there.
And your favorite swing song that you do, what is your favorite?
My favorite one is from The Jungle Book, obviously.
Just about to ask you.
Can you play it on the ukulele?
I can, but I'm sure you'd rather hear the swing version.
Yes, have you got it?
Yeah, yes, I do.
Yes, bring us your thing. What are you doing? Sorry. You must prep yourself. This is what I'm going to talk about, and then I'll prep the stuff.
Jonathan, whilst you, can you multitask there?
Yes.
Have you got it?
Yeah, I sort of do.
Sort of do. I want to check. Postmodern Jukebox, are you a fan?
Yes,
is it?
I love this stuff.
Do you draw a lot of inspiration from those guys?
Not really. We did kind of do a little bit of their idea. So
yeah,
I'm just trying to multitask here. What's the song
it's
called?
A man.
It's a man thing.
I wanna be like you. So
okay, but I want to hear how he does.
No, of course.
We're gonna rock. Play.
Okay, let me get ready for a second.
So yeah, Postmodern Jukebox. We did a kind of what they kind of do, because they take top 40 hits and they swing them. Actually, they do a whole bunch of styles now. I don't know if you've seen that. So we took Taylor Swift's "Shake It Off."
Yeah,
and we kind of did a mashup with that and "On the Street Where You Live" from My Fair Lady.
Man,
we also took the Pink Panther theme and sang "Happy" by Pharrell Williams.
Yeah,
and so that's those are our two little postmodern thingies. This is The Jungle Book.
I love this. Nathan Rowe here on Cliff Central, and this is live.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, so the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man come and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around. Oh, I wanna be like you. Secret army of man's red fire.
Really? Loy? How about you, man?
Nothing from me, I'm sorry.
Really? Now don't try to kid me, man, cause I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dreams come true. Oh, give me the secret, man, come, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you.
Someone like you. This is great.
Who's doing the gruff vocals there?
That's me.
That's you?
Yeah.
No ways.
Yep.
It is. Got a bit of a growl there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just comes from being in a rock band for many years and shouting.
So now you've got the ukulele here with us. Firstly, before we get to the what's in store for you in the next couple of years? I've got some plans up my sleeve. You know, I'm a producer.
Yeah.
So okay. I'd like
this. You've always got plans.
I've got lots of plans. It's a plan. Just put the A in, it's like Alan. Alan with the plan.
We'll just call you Palan.
The Alan.
Palan Ford.
Palan. I'm going to put Mr. Palan Ford.
Palan Ford.
He's a Ford thinker. Plan Ford.
Pretty good.
Works.
Ford planning.
Actually, it's a nice production name, actually, for a company. That all being said, what are you. I see you doing TV. I see a talk show. I see a lot of magical things because you're crazy. He's really mad. He does these voices. I want to get you back in to do that stuff with me. But what would you like to do? Have you a new album coming out? What's happening?
I take life one day at a time.
Oh, please.
How sage.
I unlike you.
No wonder they need the managers.
Have you not noticed that plan doesn't really sound like Nathan?
No.
I don't really know. I'm just going.
You plan nothing.
Nathan plan.
Guys, this is really getting bad. The jokes are really terrible. They were good at a second ago, then they really went bad. It's like downhill from here.
Yeah.
So you brought the ukulele.
Yes. Okay. And was to play the Jungle Book on, but we've done that.
So. What else can you play on?
Shaboom. Well, I can tell you an idea I had that I suppose that's the closest I have to a plan.
When did you learn how to play the ukulele? How long has this been?
November.
Okay, all right. That's good.
I play guitar, so it's similar.
Similar-ish.
Different tuning.
Put that there, get ready.
I'm not very good. So basically my plan, I guess you could call it, is I want to write swing songs about South African cities. So I want to write one. I've written one about Cape Town called Mother City.
Okay.
Then I've just written one called Josie Knows. It's still a work in progress, but I can kind of jam that for you if you like.
Jam it first because you're running out of time. Oh, so okay. Start jamming, baby.
Oh, geez, okay. Oh, hard to hold this little thing.
The wind is rushing down the avenue I'm on. The gray stretches up to the sky. The touch horizons and like a mouth of crooked teeth. I see the skyline, I think it's smiling at me. Because Josie knows we're gonna party tonight. Now you can dance all day, and you can dance all night, as long as you stay right by my side. Josie knows we're gonna party tonight.
I love that. I love that. Firstly, you are a huge talent.
Thank you so much.
Project Fame has got nothing on you, dear. You are the project and you are the fame. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Oh, you're going to come play with us a bit more?
Sure, if you
want. I love that. I love blonde with blue, blue eyes.
How we didn't get to the accent.
I do love blonde with blue eyes. I do. He knows I do.
Well, my eyes are kind of greenish grey.
Exactly. That's right.
And I love blondes with greenish grey eyes.
Oh, you came now?
Yes.
Really? Okay. I mean, that was just really out of line. This has been The Unview. It's really been a great show. Well done to you, starting off the 2017 with the magic of Nathan Rowe. Where can we get your stuff? Can we go online?
Well, Swing City's got a few shows coming up. I can tell you about quick. On the 12th of February, where we're doing a show at the Pretoria Barnyard. Mm-hmm. Then on the 1st of March at the Barnyard Rivonia. Those are open to the public. So, yeah, come and support us. Check it out.
Support. And otherwise, go to the website. And
Nathan Rowe on all the social media platforms.
That's it, and that's where you'll find it. Chatty Maddie, thank you.
Thank you.
Great way to start.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And, of course, to all of you that have been a part of the show, I want to thank very much to, Callie Jean. Callie Jean. Flipping amazing, well done. Kelly Jean, thank you for listening. And of course, all of the listeners and people that have written in, I just wanted to pick you out. And of course, you can always get a hold of us. My name is Alan Ford. This is Cliff Central. And of course, this is The Unview, The Thin, The Rich, and The Fabulous. Ann Powers, our very special guest here on CliffCentral.com. This is The Unview with Alan Ford and my darling Matthew Coonan.
But no, I wasn't 25 in 79. You're crazy, your maths is mad. I was much younger.
79, you were 25.
I couldn't have been because I got married to Bill when I was in 1981 and I was 22 then.
79.
Yes.
That is how long ago? 35 years ago.
No, I wasn't.
Then you're 70.
Exactly.
The Unview, The Thin, The Rich, and The Fabulous on CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.